Hey, come in. Oh, I'm really glad you could come over. Sorry about the short notice, but we'll get into that later. First, come in. Look at me blocking the doorway like an idiot. Just dump your coat there. You got your character sheets with you? Excellent. So, I know I told you we could do this in the living room in the email, but I guess it's the Bachelorette final season or some shit. Who knows? Anyway, the roommates are all a flutter over it, and the kitchen's a war zone, so the only thing left is my bedroom. I know, a little weird, but don't worry. It's not like it's covered in ponies and unicorns and monkeys riding unicorns. I'm not 12 anymore. Stop laughing. I went through a monkey riding things phase. What do you mean, like what? Like unicorns and, I don't know, lions. These were very important monkeys, okay? And they had places to go. Shut up. I'm sure you were a little dork too. What's the boy equivalent of monkeys and unicorns? Like dinosaurs riding mechs? Shit, wait. That does actually sound pretty good. Fine, you win this round. Okay, here's my room. See, totally normal university girl room. Posters of indie bands with non-threatening boys as the lead singer. Check. Picture of David Tennant, clearly the hottest doctor, by the way, looking sternly at something. Check. Oh, that. This is so dumb. I was reading Cosmo. What do you mean when? Last time I was at the doctor's office, when do you think, stupid? It was either that or Golf Weekly or whatever. Anyway, they said to really bring a pop to your bedroom, you should add a bit of a tapestry. So I framed my vinyl copy of Tapestry by Carole King. I know, I'm hilarious. None of the Barbie dolls I room with here get it though. Of course. Okay, so I guess we'll have to play either on the floor or on the bed, and the floor sucks. Like sucks. I mean, you want to get your butt close to that carpet? Who knows how many generations of Barbies have giggled their way through anal in this very room? Yeah, I can really paint a picture with words, can't I? There's a reason I'm the DM, you know. So, hop on the bed and get your character sheet out. We'll roll the dice on this book. Okay. Right, let me do a quick recap. Previously on Dungeons and Dragons, our plucky adventures finally made it into the Mad Queen's lair, and true to her reputation, she quickly froze the party en masse, trapped in unbreakable hold person spells. All except you. What happened to you is unclear. One minute you were in the lair, the next you're here, wherever here is. So, that's the sitch. The stuff that happens to you while you're separated from the party, they can't know about. So it's easier if we just have a quick narrative session here, you know, to establish what happens to you when you're blinked out of existence at the lair. Okay? So, what do you do? Inventory trick. Smart. Okay. You have everything you were carrying with you in the lair. So, like your short sword, crossbow, some provisions, a quiver, and your leather armor. Not much, really. You look around. Okay. It's not exactly dark. It's more like an absence of color or light. Okay. Like maximum gray, ultra blah. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer. And suddenly, the Mad Queen appears before you. She's beautiful and terrible, and you know that her exterior shell is not what it appears, for under the surface writhes unspeakable eldritch horrors. Yeah. She seems to be made of electricity, and the magic power sparks off her fingertips like a Tesla coil. And then just as suddenly, the Mad Queen snaps her fingers. And you're in a waiting room, a room with a red carpet and two very comfortable looking armchairs. There's a source of light coming from somewhere, but you don't know where, illuminating the chairs in a pool of light. Beyond the light is pitch inky darkness. And the Queen is sitting in one chair. She beckons for you to take the other. I trust you do not need any more demonstrations of my power, she says, quite calmly. What do you do? Interesting. Okay, so you cross into the pool of light and sit down in the remaining chair, not saying a word. Let me roll her reaction. Okay, she seems amused, but in a slightly condescending way. I control this realm entirely. You know this to be true. And as she says it, your character does absolutely believe she has complete control over whatever pocket universe you're in. Yeah? See, you fools think I'm just powerful in your realm, but I am more powerful than you can imagine. I have learned the secrets of meta magic. What do you mean, what's meta magic? Just shut up for a second, okay? It's not like she's done talking. I have divined the truth of your existence. You are a pawn, literally, in someone else's game. His actions guide yours, but through this place, I am able to make that a direct connection. That means he must physically guide you now, using his body to match your own. Oh my God. Are you going to keep interrupting? Yes. Yes, this is a thing in fifth edition. It's in the new one that just came out. Zanfar's Book of Stuff, The Guide to Things. Yeah, something like that. Yes, I know you haven't read it yet, but trust me, this meta magic stuff is in there, okay? Like near the back. Sorry, is it hot in here? I feel warm. Look, I'm just gonna crack the window a bit. Okay. Whew, right, and back to the game. Where was I? Ah, so we're going to have a little game of wills, says the queen. Yeah, I can make your avatar here, the one in front of me, believe anything. For example, I can make him believe his armor is too hot, that it's scalding his skin and branding his flesh. Okay, roll to save against magic. Ooh. Five. That's not good. Okay, so the way the spell works is that you have to physically mirror your character's actions. So if she's heating up his armor, you're gonna have to. Oh, well, you're gonna have to take off your shirt. Look, Matt, you're the one who failed the saving throw. Learn to roll better, you noob. Besides, I know you've got a t-shirt under your shirt. I'm not an idiot. And it's not like I haven't seen you shirtless before at some point, in our previous decade of friendship, right? Oh my God. Do you remember that time when I refused to let you go home because you were so freaking smashed? I had to sneak you up to my room and you slept over and, oh, right. Sorry. Yeah, the game. okay. So yeah, take off your shirt. Okay, so your character takes off his leather armor, recoiling at the heat he perceives it generating. Okay, another saving throw. Holy crap, you really can't roll for shit tonight. A three. You failed. Let me roll and see what piece of clothing she heats up next. I hate to say this, but I just got a natural 20. I'm just going to look it up on the chart. Yep. Okay, take off your pants. Yes, I'm serious. What did show? No, I can't show you the book. It's way over there on the shelf. I just copied the chart into my notes here. No, you can't look at the. Wait. Give this back. Dude, you can't look at my notes. I'm the dungeon master. That's like. Oh no, sacrilegious. No, don't look at that. Oh. Okay, I can explain. Yeah, there's no chart. I was freestyling. Okay. Metamagic isn't a thing. In Xanthar's Tome of Crap or whatever. Oh, you mean what's this page in my notes mean? It's just a drawing of you and me as fantasy heroes riding unicorns and leading a monkey army. Is that weird? No. Oh, don't go. Oh my God. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. Wait. I'm sorry. Look, real talk time. Okay. Forget about the game. Jesus. Okay, just let me get it together here for a second. Okay. Deep breaths. In. And. Okay. Here goes. We've known each other since grade school. Okay. We've been besties since we met. We got each other through high school and we're still great friends in university. So you know that I don't know how to do this. I mean, I know how to get laid. That's easy because guys are dogs, okay? But I don't want to have sex with you. I mean, I do, but that's not all I want. I want like girlfriend, boyfriend stuff with you because I, you know. Fuck off. Don't make me say it. Okay. You know what? Forget it. I don't know what I was thinking anyway. I mean, why would you want me? I know the kind of girls you date, you know, fucking shit heels that are guaranteed to make you miserable because God forbid you be attracted to anybody who's nice to you. And I know this because you come crying to me whenever it inevitably goes south because surprise, when you date stupid cunts, they tend to do stupid cunt shit a lot. You know, but hey, whatever, you know, that's what I'm here for, right? Just to be your emotional life support while I go back and fuck other dudes who are not you because you won't look at me like that while I grow old waiting for you to love me back. Oh, fuck off. Yes, okay. I love you. You fucking dumbass jerk off asshole fuckwad. I've been in love with you since 2 weeks after we met. I love you, asshole. Fuck me if I know why, seeing as you're the dumbest man in existence. Did you just kiss me? Why are you laughing? How is this funny? Oh wow. Okay, the laughing and kissing is throwing me kind of mixed signals, but you taste really good, so Oh my God. I'm short of breath. Say it again. Fine. I love you. Stop laughing. Yeah, you're right. It is actually pretty funny. Now that I think about it. Are you saying this whole thing may have been a little too elaborate? Because in my head, this plan was completely foolproof. Holy shit. Sorry, I'm still kind of flashing back on that kiss. But hang on. Why are you kissing me in the first place? Is this some weird friendship pity thing? Because if it is, I might have to, I don't know, like, kick you in the balls. You love me too. Always have. Since the first week. And thought I was the one who had no interest. Well, shit. Wow. We might be the two dumbest people in the entire multiverse. Top three, easily. Wow. So we've kissed and we love each other, I guess. I'm going to admit I didn't really think this part through. I kind of just planned as far as getting your clothes off. The rest was kind of play it by ear. What do we do now? Wait, what are you doing? Why are you rolling? We're not playing. Holy shit, a natural 20. Yeah, that's a critical hit. Yeah, that's the kind of hit that would have blown right through any defenses. If the chart was real, I guess a natural 20 would have, I guess that means you could have had the Mad Queen do any single action, no possibility of a save. Yeah, you could have made her topless. I guess I would have to play the Queen in this scenario, right? Seems only fair. Okay, so my top is off, now what? You want me to roll? Okay, how about a saving throw against cunning? Oh, Jesus, shit, a one, wow, that's unreal. Okay, a critical fail means you get to control another action. You want the queen to straddle you. That's sort of a... No, you're right. You're right. I did roll a one. Okay. Shift over? Yeah, let me swing my leg around. Is that your cock? I mean, of course I know you have a penis. It's just really hard. Okay. Okay, I'm straddling you. Now, oh, my nipple in your mouth. And, oh, no, don't stop. This is just, it's something I've thought about a lot and, yes. Yes, little bites everywhere are very good. Very, very good. Oh, yes. Yes, sucking is good too. Oh, please more. Oh, fuck. Oh my God, please, your cock is so fucking hard. I can feel it rub against my jeans. Oh God, yes, squeeze them both together. Squeeze them and put both nipples in your mouth. Oh, Jesus, fuck. Wait. Let me grab a die. Oh, shit. Would you look at that? I rolled an 18. Take off your fucking pants. Because I need you in my fucking mouth. Yeah. Holy shit. All I want is this cock. In all of me. Grab my hair. Grab my hair. You wouldn't hurt me. Oh, fuck. Like that. My cock. Oh, my nipples are on fire from your bites. God, I love it. I really do, you know, but right now I just want to fuck the daylights out of you, and it's your turn. So roll while I keep sucking you off. A 17? Oh, shit. I guess that means you get to control another action. Oh, gosh, what a shame. Off with the pants. Oh, let me just pull these down real fast. Oh, you want to help? Okay. Just move your hand down and no, it's just your hand. It's in my pants. And I didn't realize how wet I am. You could probably slip in by accident. Oh, fuck. Oh, or on purpose. Fuck. Oh, no. No, I don't fucking mind that your finger is inside me, Jesus. Shut up and rub my clit while I get these fucking pants off. Fuck. Yeah, like that. Oh, Jesus, just like that. Shit, where did the dice go? Shit, it's... Oh, over your head. Okay, oh my God. Another 18. Well, I guess you have to eat my pussy now. No. Don't move. Let me climb up. Yeah, let me climb up and grind this wet pussy on your face and tongue. Fuck. Oh, that feels so fucking good. Put your tongue all the way inside me. Jesus. Yes. I'm gonna grind until you eat the cum out of me. Fuck, yes, fuck. Oh, God, this is insane. I feel like my entire body's gonna explode. So when are you gonna put your delicious cock in my pussy, huh? Fuck. Oh, fuck, suck on my clit just like that. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I'm gonna fuck you so hard, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you tell me this before, huh? Okay, yeah, you're right. Not really the time. Oh, please, just put your fucking cock in me. Let me slide down. Oh, fuck. Holy shit. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, my God. I'm going to ride you until you come. Oh, yes, suck on my nipples again. Suck on them again. They're yours anyway. They always were. Oh, just like my pussy. Just like pussy that needs you to come. Come in me. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Please. Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh my God, come in me and I'll come with you. Fuck me. I'm gonna come because I'm fucking you. So good. Yes, come with me. Now. Yes, now. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Come with me. Fuck you. Holy shit. Dude. Holy shit, man. Oh, that was... Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God, what a mess. Oh, worth it, though. Huh? XP! How much XP? Oh my God, you cheeky bugger. Let's just say you leveled up. Oh,